Gentle ones, blessed ones, children of the Most High, I greet you in love. I am the one you have called Mother Mary, mother to the one you know as Yeshua, mother to the Christ, as you are also mother to the Christ, birthing that remembrance of the Christ which we are. Gentle ones, I greet you always in the truth of your being. Gentle ones, blessed ones, for you are blessed, children of the Most High, children of the Most High love, intelligence, creation. Children, my children, many of you in lifetimes have been my children, the physical children, and in every lifetime you have been the child of my heart, as it is true in this day and time. Gentle ones who know how to play, blessed ones who know how to feel holiness and to know the blessedness of holiness. And children, even though you grow in stature, the child of you is always within. The child of you is always innocent and free, loved by me, by Yeshua, by Joseph, all of the masters, guides, teachers, angels, by whatever name you want to know them, because in truth, they are you. In truth, as my son has said to you so many times, there is no separation. Love knows no separation. Love knows only to enfold, to embrace, to nurture, yes, and to take it to your heart. As a small girl, I knew my blessedness, for I had parents who also were aware, awake, you would call it, to the holiness and blessedness of being and to the choice of incarnation. And as I was incarnated and brought my energy to that incarnation, I was nurtured by their love and by the love of friends and the rest of the family in the community that understood the ways of the world, understood the ways of the Romans, the ways of temporal power, and yet knew the way of divinity. I was nurtured, and in that nurturing, I was able to grow, to bloom as the flower. It has come in your day and time as a symbol of me, the rose. It was one and is one of my favorites, as are all of the flowers, but especially the rose. The rose knows how, as all of the flowers, the trees, all of nature, but the rose knows how to grow, to just be. It knows how to go through the seasons, the time when there is the inward understanding, what you call winter, when it seems that everything is quiet and there is much of the inner contemplation. And then comes a bit of the warmth of spring and the rising of spirit. and the rose puts forth the new shoots, the leaves that will nurture the plant. And the rose brings forth, in the fullness of its time, that which it knows how to do, to bring forth a bud, a most wonderful bud, full of promise, as you are. And in its intelligence, and this is where you are standing as the bud that is opening, it opens to the fullness of its own beauty and allows the fragrance to be spread on the winds, to be carried to everyone who is receptive. And in the fullness of time, the petals fall off. But the center of the rose, which you call the hip, remains to bloom again in another day, such as you have been doing lifetime after lifetime. You have brought the intelligence, the delicacy, and the strength of the rose, each lifetime growing, doing the intercontemplation and the quiet time, the time when seemingly nothing was happening and yet all was happening, and then to the place of allowing the shoots to come forth, the nurturing, the taking in, as you have been doing with all of your workshops, your reading, the tapes, the ones you speak with, being as the leaves of the rose bush, saying, I will take in everything that I can find that will nurture the wholeness of the bush itself. And then you have said, I will be the rose. I will put forth the shoot that then has the bud. And I will allow the opening of that bud. I will allow the opening of my heart. But I do not have to armor myself any longer. I am truly love. I am truly nurtured. I do not have to defend that which I am, because it is eternal and beyond time. And you open as the rose which you are, and you open to all. Freely you give to all. It is their choice, what they will see, what they will choose to take. The same as with the most wonderful roses and flowers that you see blooming in your gardens. They give the gift to you. If you have the eyes to see, you see the colors. You smell the fragrance. If you are caught up in other point of focus and you are rushing to do something else, you pass by. They do not judge you. They just be. That is where you are. You are allowing ones who want to see your beauty to see it. Ones who want to see the delicacy of love. Others may not, but you do not judge. I have shared with you one of the rituals that was commonly known in the Essene community. Now, there were many rituals of initiations, and they were as clues, points of remembrance that went deeper than just what was known as the ritual. For every part of every ritual is symbol to touch a deeper part of knowing within you. But I shared with you the ritual of the rose. And the ritual of the rose is to start with the hands and the energy of the hands, and to bring them up above the head as you would the bud of the rose, feeling the energy in the palms of the hands, feeling yourself rooted in Holy Mother Earth with the feet, feeling the energy flowing from Holy Mother Earth up to the bud of the rose, and then allowing, as the rose does, the opening and the sharing. And as you do this, there is an opening that happens on all chakras, but as you are the bud, you are allowing all of the chakras to be extended on the vertical, and then as you allow the opening of the rose, you are allowing all of the chakras to be extended on the horizontal. It makes what you have seen as a most wonderful other symbol, the symbol of the cross, the symbol of life. In my growing, as I grew from the small one to the taller one, through all of the stages of human life, there was a knowing of divinity, as you know, of life itself. For you are life. Otherwise, you would not be. You would not be expressing. But you are life. You are life ongoing. You are the life of the rose in all of its stages. You are the life of the Creator in all of its expression. You are the love, which is the expression of divine intelligence. And as there is a knowing that you are an extension, an ongoing flow of the love, the intelligence, the being that cannot be ever constrained, can never be vulnerable, there is a freedom that comes, a freedom that leads to the joy of living, a joy that the world does not know, but an inner joy that is always yours. And this joy, because it is grounded in the truth of your being, allows you ascension. It not only allows you, but it moves you to ascension. And when I speak of ascension, I mean not only the ascension of the body, which I did at the completion of that lifetime that covered what you measure now as hundreds of years. I allowed the ascension of the body because I was complete with everything I had agreed to do. But more than that, in every day, it allowed me and it allows you ascension up over all of the obstacles that come right to you and seem to be, if you look with the eyes of the world, problems, challenges, issues. Every day will bring you opportunity for ascension. to ascend up over what has been in previous time an obstacle, perhaps as large as a mountain, seemingly to you. And all of a sudden, as you remember that I am the gentle one, I am the blessed one, I am the child of the Most High, I am forever and beyond time, the obstacle loses its power. It is something, yes, you will deal with. For I had ones who came to me throughout that lifetime and said, your mate, your loved one, has been taken by the Romans and is to be crucified. They're going to kill him. They want to get rid of him. And they want to do it in a way that will be most humiliating. They will do with him, if you will pardon a bit of humor here, they will do with him the full Monty upon the cross. They will do it in a most humiliating fashion, with the whips, with having to carry his own cross. A moment for ascension, yes, for me. Because there had been training, because there had been nurturing, because there had been discipline with the rituals and the initiations, I knew how to hear what the world had to say, and yet to look beyond that, as you do. To look beyond what the world will present as possible tragedy, as possible threat. Because it was implied that not only did they want to get rid of him, but that I and the child that we had were going to be also next, because they did not want any furtherance of the teaching, the nuisance that he was, to go on. So there was the implication that perhaps I had better not be seen. I should be taking myself away somewhere. But that is not where I wanted to be. If this was going to happen, and I knew that it was, the crucifixion, I wanted to be there. And so I was. And the human mother part of me felt what you would feel as you would see your firstborn seemingly tortured, seemingly taken by a power away from me. And yet I knew that that was not the end, that it would not be the end, that it could not be the end. I knew, as you know, with loved ones, that always I would have his love. Always I would have his presence with me. But I also knew that what was happening could be ascended, that I could ascend over the challenge of what was being presented right in front of me. And I held on to what you will call hope. I held on to the remembrance and the knowing of the strength of love. I held on to all of the times of the initiations that we had gone through, some separately, some initiations we had gone through together. And I knew that there had to be and was purpose, even in what seemed to be tragedy. I came up over the human fears. I ascended over the human fears of what if. Because yes, ego, the separated ego, I knew, because I had agreed, same as you have, to walk the life of humanness. So I knew the voice of separated ego, and I knew the what ifs. But I ascended over that and I said, I will wait and see. I will trust. I know that this is yet another initiation, which it was. That is a, as you measure ascensions and challenges, that was one of the bigger ones. But I also knew smaller moments of smaller ascensions when the little ones, and I loved all of the ones of our family, Yeshua as the firstborn, as the very intelligent one who was always not only asking why, but giving me the answer. Allowing all of us to feel the presence of the Christ, of the divinity. And there were many in the community who had awaited his coming, who rejoiced, as you do with your small ones now, rejoiced in his joy, his innocence, his questioning, and his knowing. And the rest of the small ones, as they came along as gifts through me, were joys. But they were also opportunities, as they would get into their squabbles. And there were squabbles. It was a Jewish family. And each one had definite personality. And in the family, whenever you bring a grouping of individuated energies together, you have grand opportunities for moments of ascension. And there were times when I did my ascension up over the squabbles that was going on, and there were times when I guided them to their own ascensions. To wait a second, let's see things a bit differently here. Sometimes even to the physical separation of okay, to the corners, to sit in silence for a while. As I said, it was a Jewish family. There was much of life, much of humor, much of the expression of each personality. After the crucifixion, after the resurrection, after the physical ascension of Yeshua, that was as a demonstration to show that truly each one of us creates moment by moment the physical vessel through which we express. Each one of us is light, brought by our own thought into a coalescence, a density, a form. So he made the ascension, and it was a grand show. It was a very grand teaching example. He came back to live with me and the children, and we traveled, because after all, he had been quite visible with his ministry. He had been quite visible with the crucifixion. He had been quite visible with the resurrection. There was much doubt, there was much searching, much wanting to find this imposter who said that he was the resurrected Yeshua. And we After the ascension, we felt a calling to move to other lands. For many reasons. One was, of course, to take our truth to places where we were being called to be. It was also seen to be a gift to the community that they would not have to be bothered with all of the searching and the Roman soldiers coming, also the religious philosophical leaders who wanted to make sure that this rabble-rouser, this troublemaker, had been well and truly silenced. So for the community's sake as well, it was beneficial that we leave. Always, as is true for you, the way and the means are provided. My son has said to you on previous evening, many previous times, always you will be taken care of. You have to be, because you are the spirit that goes before you to take care of you. You are not separate from the spirit of you. So the means was provided for us to go to another country, as you call it now, and to dwell with the people there for a time, to bear a couple more of our children. And then there was calling to go to travel more. Because we knew that life is ongoing. Even the physical life is ongoing. Some of you have asked and set as a goal that you will live beyond what is acknowledged in the collective consciousness as the usual age for deceasing the body. You have said, I want to see what is going to happen. I want to be here in the next 50, 75 years. I want to keep the body in its prime. And you know that this can be done. And some of you will do that because you don't want to have to recycle and come back, although some of you may do that because you have enjoyed the nurturance of being the small one. And always you will have the wisdom if you choose to do it that way. But some of you will continue on for what is known as hundreds of years, which we did. It did mean that for some of the villages and places where we lived, after a while it was necessary that we make trek somewhere else. We're going to go visit cousins, relatives in another land. And so we did, and didn't come back to that place in a way that they would understand that it was still the ones they had known. For some of them, they did know, and we kept in touch. For the ones who are connected, as you are, as being part of what my son has called and acknowledged the heart family, the ones who are in resonance with each other, it has always been thus. You have always known deep within you that you were part of a family, an extended family, a family that resonated in the heart with love. And you have sought each other out, sometimes having to travel some journeys to come together, as you have done with this gathering. And you have always found a way to keep connected, to meet in the most wonderful ways, as you did at the airport, several of you, seemingly just happening that it happened that way. It was part of the connection of the heart of the family. This has always been thus. There is a, what I am going to call a soul family, and it is even larger than that, that has agreed that it will incarnate at specific times and will find each other, will nurture each other, encourage each other, laugh with each other, love each other, support. No matter how far the distance might seem to be, you will find a way. You will ascend over any of the obstacles that the world might put in front of you so that you can be together, so that you can know once again the fountain of love that flows freely from your heart, and to share that with others, to seek them out. Some of you have asked, why do I have this yearning? Why do I want to travel? Why do I not just stay in one place with one profession? It seems that I am always moving. It is because you have the knowing deep within you, the yearning to seek out the rest of the family, to be with the family, and to ascend, to know, to prove to yourself the ascension over any obstacle that the world may put in front of you, and to know in every ascension the joy, the freedom that once again you have proved to yourself how strong you are, how creative you are. You make things happen. You find in your relationships oftentimes the opportunities to ascend. Someone may come to you and stand right before you, and they may say something that you hear at first to be a bit of a challenge or something that you didn't want to hear. Maybe they don't even mean it the way that you hear it. And then you have opportunity to ascend. Opportunity to say, I am the Christ, they are the Christ. This must have a gift in it. There must be a greater truth. I am worthy of knowing that greater truth. That is why it has come to me. I will ascend over the usual reaction. And as you put together a whole string, as is known with the most wonderful beadwork, a string of ascensions, daily ascensions, there comes a time when you know yourself to be above any challenge. Not only equal to, but above. And you know the joy, the place that you can live from, the true joy, living from joy, because you know who you are, the child of the Most High. Blessed and gentle. For there is no need to strive. There is no need to defend. There is only the desire to be the rose in process. Know that you are the delicacy of the rose. You are the strength of the rose. You are the resiliency of the rose. You are the rose that knows the joy of life itself. So be it.
So be it.